Darren Fuzzard is the CEO of the Mount Alexander Shire, and he's with us this morning. Darren, very good morning to you. How are you?
Morning, Robbo. Going well, thanks. Although I did hear the news earlier, your news earlier talking about Charlie Curnow still not being ready to go. So not as good as I was, Robbo. Thanks for that news.
No, well, unfortunately, just get used to that bad news about Carlton again, mate. I'm sure it's all going to repeat itself.
That's true enough. Yes, I'm sticking with the Packers still, Robbo, at the moment.
Are they doing
my
all right?
The Packers are, they're top of the table at the moment. They're 10-3.
Well, look, there's no arguments for either of us today because my beautiful Tottenham Hotspur is sitting top of the table in England. So it's all good. Now, if we'd like to slow down over the holidays, we're trying to get people to slow down as well along the Golden Point Road, summer speed restrictions and reduction.
Oh, nicely done, Robbo. Right. Very nicely done.
Smooth.
Yeah, bit of a safety alert up with this one, Robbo. We've got a lot of people who like to visit the local swimming hole. It's officially called the Expedition Pass Reservoir, but I've got to say I've never heard anybody call it that. We know it as the Res in Golden Point Road near Tooting, and we've been working with the Department of Transport to put in place, as you say, a new season-based speed limit along, there's a 1 kilometre section there, Robbo, of Golden Point Road near the Res that's particularly challenging. So over the summer period, we'll be reducing the speed through that section from 80 kilometres to 40 kilometres an hour, just to make it safer for pedestrians as well as motorists in that area. It's not a great place to have a lot of people congregate, unfortunately, Robbo, despite being a great reservoir for a swim.
Yeah.
It's got tight bends, it's narrow in parts, it's got blind corners, and it does get really busy. So we want to put that speed limit in place and just really ask everybody, please slow down and obey those signs so that everyone can stay safe and enjoy their swim.
Yep, most certainly. Now, there's a steering committee for the LGBTIQ community that you are asking for applications. Can they get any more letters into their title? I reckon it'd be a bugger if you're dyslexic
there,
too. If you, it'd be shocking if you. Anyway.
Yes. It doesn't quite roll off the tongue either. The more letters that get added, the more complex it is. But it is LGBTIQ plus. People who we are asking for some help from, Robbo. We've had a committee in place for a little while now, and we're looking for 8 people who either live or work in the Shire who can join our Mount Alexander LGBTIQ plus steering group. It plays a really important role in giving us guidance and information about, in particular, what are the challenges that are facing people who are LGBTIQ plus who live in our community. It's a really important group, but it doesn't take too much time, Robbo. It only meets every 2 months for about an hour or so. And so we'd really love to get some people involved in that who've got a passion for LGBTIQ plus matters.
Yep.
And you can get all of the details on our website, Robbo. It's in the Have Your Say section, and there's an application form there that we're asking to be submitted. It's been open for a little bit, so by 5 p.m. this Friday, the 18th of December, please. And, of course, all personal information would be treated confidentially.
Yeah, no, great idea and a great initiative to obviously encompass the diversity of our community as well. And well done, good stuff. Now, council also welcoming funding. Well, you always welcome funding, don't you? You never say, nah, we're good, thanks, don't need that. Nah. For community safety, tell us more.
Yeah, very happy about this one, Robbo. It's about $237,000 in funding from the Victorian government. That's going to help us improve safety at both the Castlemaine Botanical Gardens and also Camp Reserve. So we'll be installing new lighting in a section of the Castlemaine Botanical Gardens. That's on the western side, which is the creek side, to complement the lighting that already exists on the road side or the eastern side of the garden. So you'll be able to walk all the way around the track under lighting shortly, Robbo. So it'll be totally lit, as my kids would say, very soon.
Well, the unfortunate thing is you've probably just ruined the courting practices of a number of young Castlemanians, but anyway.
Possibly, Robbo. And then down at Camp Reserve, we'll be installing some security lighting there as well. There's several buildings we'll be putting lighting on. There's a toilet block on the eastern side of the reserve. There's a toilet block on the western side of the reserve. And also the table tennis pavilion, the ticket booth and the club rooms will all be getting security lighting put on them, as well as CCTV cameras will be installed particularly near the table tennis pavilion at the Reserve Rotto. So really pleased to be getting those works happening. Thanks again to the state government for that fantastic amount of money. And we'll start the installation of the lights in it. Actually, it's a little way off, sorry, Robert. It'll be next financial year probably before we get to start that work. But we're getting the planning done now.
Good stuff. All right, Darren, we'll listen again to you and the team in Mount Alexandershire. A huge thank you from Gold Central Victoria for all your input and help and support over this past year. I hope you and yours have a fantastic Christmas and look forward to chatting again during 2021.
Thank you very much, Robert, and I hope you have a great break too.
Thanks very much indeed. Darren Fuzzard from Mount Alexandershire joining us on the Wake Up Call. It's Gold Central Victoria.